Kyle Gilmer. I just came in hot like that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, we're just full names and everything, you know? We be out here saying Kyle G.
We do say Kyle G. Kyle G.
You know, I guess you just wanted to be extra.
Yeah. That's someone I'm extremely grateful for. Someone we're both extremely grateful for.
Absolutely.
Kyle G. You guys got to understand. We don't just say his name at the end of the show just to be saying his name. Kyle's absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
To go part of the show. Which show am I talking about? Welcome to News of My Fiance.
That was nice. That was nice. I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Good morning, fiancés.
Morning, fiancés.
How are we? Oh, I didn't even open the thing. What's going on today? You know?
You know how it is. It's been a week without us, and it's been a wild, wild week. A lot to go over.
I've been a little head down this week, so I've missed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is me giving my disclaimer of, we gonna see, you know? We gonna see if I know anything about any of the things that we talk about today.
Well, you know what? Before we even get to any of that, just how you been? How you been since last week? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very busy, very important. That's about all I got. I just realized that Christmas is now, which is a thing. I mean,
same.
Yeah, I don't know why this is not. Let me be very clear, Ambush. This is not directed towards you.
Okay,
I am not bringing this up because you are this partner. No, I'm being so serious. But I just watched, I saw a video yesterday of like someone's Christmas, you know, their Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad is like, so-and-so has her stocking and so-and-so has her stocking. And look over there, stocking. There's mine. Oh, what's that one over there? And it's like a flat, empty stocking laying on a couch.
Oh, no.
And he's like, why do we have an extra stocking? And the mom is like, we don't. And he's like, well, what stocking is that? She was like, it's mine. And he goes, why is it empty?
Oh. Yeah, dad.
And you know how you have little kids, you know? So these are little, they got the littles in there,
mm-hmm,
tearing through presents. So she was like, Santa didn't visit me, I guess. Like. And you gonna ask me right now when really all I want to say is you are the reason it's flat,
right?
Or empty.
Nothing clicked, bro.
It felt completely oblivious. Not even like this is a skit. It definitely felt like, what's this extra one? Why would we have that?
Oh my god.
Oh, why is yours empty? That doesn't make any sense.
Not all men.
Yeah. Good morning, fiancés. I'd rather. I shouldn't have told that story. Let's move forward.
That's definitely, we be oblivious sometimes and forgetful, and women do a lot of the heavy lifting. It's, why didn't you get yourself something? Why didn't you Santa yourself? Wow. Jeez. It's rough stuff.
Man. So yeah, how have you been this week?
It's been a exciting week in the watching the space transform. Numbers at Lloyd had some really good meetings this week. It still feels like a much more chill week than we're used to. which is great going into the new year, you know.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, doesn't feel like we're just one thing on top of the next. Feels pretty chill. And
I love that that's your view on your week. That's adorable.
Only have one DJ gig this week. not hosting anything.
Again, life is, in fact, all about perspective. And so you nailed it, Ambush.
Yeah, you nailed it. I also heard that life is what you make it. Even if you
and it comes
it
at
up.
You fast. Oh, I didn't mean to step on y'all.
No, it's good.
Well, it's been a long week for me.
Yeah.
I am very excited to be here, per usual.
Samesies.
Good morning, fiancés.
Morning,
just
y'all.
Trying to see who out there. I, you know, didn't plan on saying anything, but I feel like I must. Michelle, are you missing?
Yeah. Oh.
Do we need to find you?
Send a lifeboat.
Do we need to share locations? Maybe we need to be sharing locations anyway.
We need to share locations.
You know, just so that we're on the same page. I just want to make sure you're fine.
Yeah.
I feel like haven't heard from you in a minute.
Yeah. True.
But anyway, there's a story that you have here that I don't know anything about, really, and I am...
Would you like me to regale you?
I really would.
Okay.
I really would. Just the...
This isn't our main story. It's just something that, you know, came across the news desk.
Mm-hmm.
Something fell into the bullpen. So, Rob Smith,
okay,
a Black and gay Republican influencer, shared a video on social media detailing an incident where he was confronted and surrounded by individuals he described as white supremacists at an event in Phoenix. In the video...
Was the event... sorry, you'll tell me.
In the video... I think you kind of know, though. In the video, Smith recounted being subjected to racial and homophobic slurs by the individuals. The incident occurred at an event hosted by Republicans for National Renewal, a pro-Trump conservative advocacy group. Turning Point USA, the organization hosting the event Smith attended, distanced itself from the incident, stating that such behavior is unacceptable.
Well, they've never seen a white supremacist in their life.
Yeah.
You know, because who thinks that we're supreme? Not me.
And
white utopia.
Individuals engaging in it would have been promptly removed. So he's a liar.
Lies and fabrication.
He's a liar. Black gay man.
That is a...
Black gay Republican man. He's a liar. We don't treat our blacks or gays like that. As Trump.
Charlie Kirk is one of the most rancid, hateful individuals. Like,
it's true.
It is... It's beyond me that anybody can even listen to him. But when someone who will easily... tell you there is no such thing as systemic racism, there's no such thing as any sort of systemic discrimination, because the Civil Rights Act changed everything.
Right.
Didn't you know that's why we have Martin Luther King Day?
And also Barack Obama, get your act together.
Well, that was a fluke, so to him.
Oh.
Doesn't know how it happened.
Interesting.
Okay, so I'm to understand this gay black man went to a MAGA event.
Yes.
Something called Republican National Renewal. I want you to hear it again.
Republicans for National Renewal.
What do you think National Renewal means?
Insurrection.
Number one, yes. Number two,
survey says
make America Great Again only has as much ring to it as you can do, because it was the thing. So now it's Make America Great Again,
right?
Because, you know, Joe Biden stole the election, and then so Trump didn't actually lose it, and he actually is in charge of the military, but not this military, the other military. And then there's a deep state doing something over there with some babies. I don't know. But you went to that event. No, like, this is a group of rabid racists. I mean, what are we doing? That alone. And then on top of it, absolute awful homophobic people. Like, your intersections mean you're not supposed to be there.
Right.
It also means that you're not supposed to believe in what they do because they don't believe in you. They don't believe in your existence.
Nope.
They don't believe in your ability to be free from their rule.
Exactly.
While they're telling you that there's no such thing as like white supremacy or any sort of, you know, discrimination. I can't stand Charlie Kirk. I can't stand TPUSA. It makes me seriously very, it grinds me up that there is so much money to do this.
Right.
Right wing project, experiment, strategy.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Like, there's never the same kind of investment.
Yeah.
And we know that, you know, if there were the kind of investment in any sort of leftist causes that there are in just right-wing
propaganda,
think tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there, I mean, and I do not mean for, you know, the Democratic Party. I mean,
actual left.
Yeah. If there were that kind of investment, there would be not a lot to talk about.
No.
And the reason why is there is a full understanding that resources is what changes our entire environment. The other people that know that are the ones that are hoarding the resources.
Right.
They know for certain that that's what makes it all work. But they are also the people that are going to tell you that, no, that's not what you need. Or I should actually get to decide how those resources get spent on you. You can't even figure that out, dummy. You know, you're so bad with it.
Yeah, you're totally right. Like if the finances were the same on both sides of that situation, the positions that the left hold, and progressives specifically, there's a lot less bureaucracy. And if you like, okay, let's say $30 billion in the hands of people that actually want to get the work done means things are getting done. $30 billion in the hands of the people that don't want anything to happen to the benefit of the masses means they got to spend $10 billion of that on some type of actual mechanism to keep things in place, and then the other $20 million is just a gaslight. It's like
Blackwater.
Yeah, it's just like the amount of money that they have to spend, and the amount of time that they have to spend recreating the reality for which to get their people to move in a certain direction is immense. Like, it's peak level gaslighting.
I'm sorry, I didn't, no, mean, yeah. didn't mean to jump in, but that you just made me think about the continued slow rollout of information that we have already known because we, I don't know, don't just immediately bite our fingers off when the local news says there's another Walgreens closing because the theft crime ring of Walgreens, you know, the treasure trove that is Walgreens for the organized crime.
Yeah.
Rings. We're getting the slow rollout of Target was lying, you know, like
right.
Target, we knew they were lying then. There was already information about it, but now there's even more information
Did
about
you
it.
See another story this week?
Is that, yeah.
Yeah. Same.
So,
I was like, oh, wow.
It's interesting to see, and this is, you know, what I'm about to say is nothing new. It happens in every one of these kind of situations, but it is really fascinating to me that when confronted with the information that does actually confirm for you, and the reason that, like, that should ring true. And the reason it doesn't is you have just decided to believe other people. You've just decided. There is no like
science and math be damned.
Not fam. Do you see the crime? You know what I mean? So like I see, you know, people doing this dance all the time. And yesterday, this woman says something to the effect of, well, this can't be right. Because ask anyone who it really matters to, like insurance companies, why premiums are skyrocketing then. And I, fam, what? Excuse me?
You're asking insurance companies?
Again, I ask, do you see the crime? Or is it in the room with you? Is it, do you see it? Has it impacted you? And this is not me trying to in any way diminish if you have been impacted by crime.
Right.
My point is, most people, because crime is going down, and violent crime very specifically is going down, are, is,
like, let's be clear, Morgan means the statistics are going down. They're like, it's going down. Like, it's happening.
Oh, yeah. Not to be confused with, we like it.
We like it. It's going down. No, no, no. The statistics are going down. The stats are...
Numbers are dropping. And it's interesting, you know, number one, there are the people that are like, well, you know, you're just getting to 2019 levels. So what does that really mean? And it's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but the world absolutely changed. This idea of going back to anything pre 2019 or pre-COVID, LOL, you should have never listened to them when they said that 3 years ago. We were all, like, what are we talking about? There's been too much time. COVID is exploding again right now. They're literally like, there's a new.
Yeah, there's a new strain.
New strain of concern. I'm tired.
And then there's the flu and.
Yeah, well, I mean, RSV or something.
There it is. There it is. Look at you. Yeah.
Rubella. No.
Okay. See, now you're now she's spread misinformation. Okay, so, and she's gonna try to sell you some supplements.
Well.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Amber. Right. I've been knowing them for about a month now, and let me tell you about.
Before I forget completely what I was trying to get to, there's the. One, this lady's like, you know, ask the insurance companies. And I'm like, yo, friends, friends and family, give me the discount. This isn't, I mean, what are you talking about? At what point, and I mean this in all honesty, please, every single person listening to this, respond.
Right.
At what point does an insurance company... get to be your barometer, your gauge of what is happening in the world.
Right.
Insurance.
Literally the people not the who people, benefit the most.
Not the people that literally tell you no when they're for everything that they're supposed to do. They have every creative way to say, actually, we don't cover that. I know I said we do cover that, but we don't cover that because you don't pay the extra $1.19 a month that you were supposed to be covered by that. What? Those are the people that you think that they didn't skyrocket those premiums for greed? You are getting the information right now that all of these corporations have just flatly lied to you.
Yeah.
They even said it.
Yeah.
If we just take it back to, was it the summer when Walmart was like, oh boy, we got to get out of here. Got to close these. There's so much crime. And then they were like, oh, guess it wasn't that bad. Oh, that's crazy. Wow. How'd we get that so wrong? Walgreens, how y'all get it so wrong? We both got it so wrong at the same time?
Man. Wow. You two Target?
Oh, no. Holy Target. Smokes. You want to?
Oh, man.
You have the crime? You know what? It don't even matter.
Don't tell me. Don't even tell me. Don't even tell me.
So, yeah. You don't think that these companies that are literally just... lying to you because of greed. You think those are the people to look to? And then very specifically, insurance, private insurance exists to exploit you. That's it. It is not protection. Like,
please.
If it were protection, would you have to fight tooth and nail for them to cover a thing that they said they covered, but now all of a sudden it's not in your policy anymore?
Right.
Like, you, those can't be the people you look to. Number one, they're not people. They're corporations.
That's it.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
It's a thing that it's fascinating. There's this we can be like, I am so informed about this stuff, and that's why I'm so upset about it, and then know absolutely nothing about it. So I still cannot figure out what you're mad at. Or what part are you mad at?
Well, so in a scenario like that, you start to think, like, is this what you actually want? Like, I've heard, like, villainous people say, you know, whether it's in fiction or entertainment or whatever, like, this is what the people want. Like, they want to be blissfully ignorant. They want to be lied to.
Mm-hmm.
And when the villain deliver those lines, you're like, man, you're really twisted. You're pretty perspective gross. Is.
Yeah.
But it's like, you told us, the public, that you are basing it on the data you're receiving from the criminals themselves.
Like, damn.
You don't think there's anywhere
and
else
they're
you could
saying
get?
They're being robbed. The people that have robbed you your entire life are saying they're being robbed. And you're like, you know what? This I won't stand for it. What I won't do is stand for it. Geico, Kaiser, all y'all, do you deserve my money? You right. Please protect me.
What I won't do is stand for it.
I won't. Won't do it.
So it's like in that particular scenario, in that dynamic, in that person's head, who is the criminal? If the criminal isn't criminal.
The criminal is the homeless person. Because it's not even like, they're not even mad at the people that really stole something from Walgreens that they didn't see get stolen.
Right.
It's not even that. I mean, they got problems. They have issue with it. But it's really, it all boils down to you poors with your stealing food and you're sleeping outside on purpose.
Yeah.
You know? We are moving into, it's a first day of winter.
Yeah.
And
winter solstice.
We are, we don't know what Oregon weather is anymore. That's not a predictable thing in the way that it used to be. But
no.
What we know for certain is it's a whole lot colder for a whole lot longer than previously.
I'm going to keep apologizing to you guys. I brought it with me in 2016, man.
You really did.
Yeah.
Changed the entire environment.
Man.
I got to stop everything really quickly because day made. Michelle's back.
Shelly Shell.
Good morning, Michelle. And I am so sorry. So this says, good morning. I was busy visiting and getting a stomach bug.
Oh, no.
With family last week. So I only caught the end of the show live. Get your air purifiers and soap and lotion ready, everyone. Baby, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I am so sorry.
Stomach bug.
Do you need electrolytes? What do you need right now?
Right.
Send them to you. another text. Is it Black History Month again yet? Trick question. It's always Black History Month. XOXO, Rudo, the greatest gift giver.
How dare you? How dare you, sir? That last line.
He's a pretty good gift giver.
Did I?
Oh, my goodness. John read my mind this morning. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So I had already had it in my head. I haven't heard from John in a while. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
But after the first break, you know, I've already asked for one. Can't just. He said, good morning, fiancés. Happy solstice to all. Happy solstice,
Happy
John.
Happy solstice, John.
How are we? How have you been?
Yeah.
What's been going on?
What's happening?
In the world.
You got any cute photos?
We'll take them. We'll take them. Ambush, what will we be talking about today?
I'm sorry, I got caught up in I'm still reacting to Rudo saying the greatest gift giver.
I can see it in
so
your face.
I'm scowling.
Yeah.
You hear that, Rudes? I'm doing a scowl. Can you hear my scowl? Right there.
Mezcal?
Oh. Oh, can you hear mezcal? No.
Okay.
So, in local stories, kind of in line with what you're saying, with how everyone's playing catch up after the fact.
Uh-huh.
Captain Obvious. Measure 110 audit finds slow rollout services.
No.
Lack of youth and culturally responsive programs.
What? No. No, that can't be true. Because what I heard is, one, they deployed everything. Everything that we voted for was in the works. And you know what it didn't do? Work. And so recriminalize, send it, lock them up.
Right.
They're going to jail. Put them in.
That's what I heard. It just don't work.
Chain gang.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. Measure 110 was a failure. Measure 110 is ruined. This city. It's the livability.
Yeah.
Gaunt. Goodbye.
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 Okay?
Goodbye.
No one can live here.
We don't
live here.
I am super curious about this timing.
Just matter right now. Just floating.
I'm super curious about this timing. Also because I saw another article and it was like, it was another article. And it spoke directly to someone's story. It was like, this is what it's done for my family. And, da, da, da. And I'm like, where's all this media spin on Measure 110 being great now? What's the timing of this? Why? Like, what? Remember, I'm just completely confused.
Are you still confused or do you?
Give it to me.
Well, Ambush, I don't know if you know this. There's been 2 years of an onslaught saying Measure 110 didn't work. Measure 110 wasn't rolled out yet at all. And they were like, failure, failure, failure. Ring the alarm. Yes. So then when you do implement, you start. But I don't know how many times we have said this on this very program. They are not deploying these resources.
Yeah. Yeah.
The programs aren't programming. They aren't actually in place.
Yeah.
That is upsetting. But what is more upsetting is folks saying, scrap it. It didn't work when it couldn't work. It didn't have the opportunity to work. It wasn't deployed. It's like Mingus trying to take money away from people that never got it. Like you. And yeah, I'm going to keep bringing that up. Just so you know, like forever and always, I'm going to talk about Mingus trying to take money back from Black people that he didn't give it to so he could give it to police. Forever and always. Going to keep saying it. Because the nerve of someone who does that.
Right.
Wanting to be the mayor. Sit down.
Not my mayor, bro. Not my mayor. Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't mean to jump in. We did a little too much right there. No, we're just supposed to be saying what we're doing.
Well,
okay.
You know what? We're going to say it again.
Well, national news.
National news. Colorado Supreme Court Justice
Kylo Ren.
Huh? What'd you say?
Kylo Ren.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to talk about Kylo, we can talk about Kylo.
That's what you were trying to say.
But Colorado Supreme Court justices face a flood of threats after disqualifying Trump from the ballot.
Oh, boy.
And in other national news, one that really grinds my gears, a judge sentences a Black child who was 10 years old to 3 months of probation for peeing in public.
What does it mean? What do you mean? Okay, you'll tell me after
that. How that just happened.
Well, someone's got to explain to the patriarchy to me again. Because I thought because I thought one of the biggest deals was like, if you got one of them and you're able to just like, I can go buy the tree. Like, yeah. That's the one, the coolest part.
Yeah.
You know?
Except Black.
That's what we're, but also about 10?
Right.
I mean, I feel like, I went to school at 10 years old. I feel like there was
boys going behind trees all the time.
Yeah. And yeah, also sometimes buildings, like in the hallway or something.
In the hallway.
We had a couple of folks that were a lot, you know?
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But they didn't get arrested and they didn't get 3 months probation or whatever you just said, because that shouldn't happen.
Wait until you hear.
No, I don't.
Yeah. That was the plea.
Whew. All right. Give me a music break.
You want to have to hop in these texts after the music play?
I'm sorry. I did not have it up. I didn't even know there was more.
Two more came through. Oh, look at this dog.
OMG. We got photos.
Yes.
While you're opening those, because I can't open them over here, I'm going to read this. Says, magical solstice, you dirty hippies. Much love, fiance. Can we just say that Measure 110 is working? Question mark. Didn't you see those tiny villages? It's working to put money in their pockets. 1,000 for sure. And it is going great for them.
Yeah.
It's really going great for them. I think what annoys me the most is that you actually have to be a person whose pockets are getting lined to do what like People for Portland is doing.
Yeah.
And I'll come back to that when we get to that story. But this whole, like, their positioning is the boldest, all caps, wild, right. Reverberating, wild. Like, y'all can't be serious.
Comic Sans script.
Yo.
Italicized. Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
The other text on recriminalization. I love how the blame shifts, but the story stays the same. It's almost like they don't want to solve the underlying problems because they love using them to justify their own regressive agendas. Mm. However, however is convenient at any given moment. That's it.
Yeah. Period.
That's it. It's just absolutely, like, that was such a great way to say it. The story, the blame changes, but the story stays the same.
Right.
Like,
how
we're
guys?
Still here, but it's no. Now it's this thing's fault. Now it's this thing's fault. It could never be the actual thing's fault. Like, no. The answer's right there.
No.
And it's an easy one.
Too easy. Too much like right.
Way too much.
I'm going to read this last text before we go to music break. I have to go to work on my day off, but it's good because I got news of my fiance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see me, but I'm doing the heart with my hands.
Like she's saying she's doing the heart with her hands, but she's actually doing a Tony Ayo.
Oh, wow. You cannot see me.
You did mean to turn us on this morning.
I feel like you gotta say something else with that so that it doesn't just sit at
sit there.
You did mean to turn us on this morning.
As in turning on your radio, turning on X-Ray FM for news of my fiance.
Turning us up. There we go.
You know all of that good stuff?
We are waiting for more of that, Ambush.
Kyle, do not make a clip of that. Turn it up.
You don't get to tell Kyle what to do.
I don't.
Okay?
Number one.
Let's just reel that in. Off top.
The Rudes, Young Rudo, Fandom Expo is coming up, and your boy Rudes is hosting a panel on building the Horrigan 2024.
Horrigonian. Well, I know what panel I will be watching.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be excited to sit in your audience.
Yeah. Rudes. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. We'll be your peanut gallery.
That's going to be great.
I'm going to throw stuff. Got some people doing peanut gallery.
You're not going to throw anything, and you're going to stop saying the peanut gallery.
No? Is there a horrible... Yes. There is?
Yes. Of course. Okay. There always is.
All right.
Who had to sit up at the top?
The Aristocrats.
And segregated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a class thing. Sorry. Listen.
It's my fault.
Oftentimes there's that intersection, man.
Yes, yeah. You are correct.
I got throwed off. Get throwed. I would never have a clean version of that to play.
you didn't read the follow-up, which was Rudo's all caps message that says, Ambush and the Robert Palmer, though.
Listen.
You should have seen my face.
Listen.
Number one, I know that's Robert Palmer now. I don't know why I can't say his name, but I know it's him and not the...
Is that Peter Gabriel?
Peter Gabriel, man. I lost it, guys. I wasn't ready. I was very excited for this song.
Well, guys, I was only trying to be nice.
Okay. That's when you find out that Robert Palmer was incredibly toxic. Get out of my face.
Shout out to the homie that stopped me. I can't remember what event I was at. No. Now I remember. It was the homie Dom. when he said, yeah, I too mix up Peter Gabriel and Michael Palmer. Let MJ know. Let Morgan know.
I'm not alone in this. But now I know. I can't mess it up now.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. Smooth. I can't mess it up on this song. Yeah. I think that I could probably get this wrong.
For something else?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we going to get to one of these stories or?
Yeah.
Because I'm just over here looking at the time ticket, you know?
It's true. It's true.
What do you want to do? I'll get to reading.
Let's start with the Measure 110 one. That's let's get that local news out the way.
On it.
Audit. On it.
Measure 110 audit finds slow rollout of services, lack of youth and cultural responsive programs. An audit released by the Oregon Secretary of State has highlighted concerns. An audit released by the Oregon Secretary of State has highlighted concerns regarding the spending of funds allocated through ballot measure 110. Go Figs. This measure, approved by voters, aimed to decriminalize possession of small amounts of hard drugs and redirect cannabis tax funds to addiction services. According to the audit, the allocated $261 million has not been fully utilized. I mean, but we... With grantees spending only a third of the funds used, this has led to a scarcity of resources, particularly in rural counties. Okay, well, now I'm confused. The report, I should not be doing a live tweet of my...
No, you definitely should.
My bad.
Play by play.
That's what it's called. The report emphasizes the need for more targeted resources for youth, LGBTQ plus individuals, and people of color, addressing significant gaps in services, despite research indicating these areas have the most substantial needs. Secretary of State LaVon Griffin Velade encourages the Oregon Health Authority to implement the audit's recommendations, stating that it will establish the right structures for administering treatment under Measure 110. One of the major hurdles identified in the audit is hiring challenges faced by grant recipients. The uncertainty and controversy surrounding Measure 110 has led to hesitancy in hiring, affecting the stability of these programs.
Could you imagine?
I have so much to say. Lawmakers passed a bill during the 2023 legislative session, creating a paid director role for the Oversight and Accountability Council. However, the role remains unfilled due to candidates turning down offers amid political
volatility.
Thank you. I can't do it. One of these days. The audit also reveals challenges in client referrals, particularly from drug courts, which have seen diminished capabilities following decriminalization.
God bless this audit. Finding a lot.
In response to the audit, the OHA acknowledges the progress made, but concurs with the recommendations. They commit to presenting a plan to the legislature to address gaps in care, improve reporting on staffing, and enhance the Measure 110 grant-making process. This report sheds light on the complexities of implementing a ballot measure and the ongoing efforts to ensure effective addiction services across Oregon. Yo. I have... What? Okay. That said, there's just a third of the money has been spent. And that has led to scarcity in rural areas. And I am confused by that, because if we haven't spent the money, how come they can't have it?
I think for the same reasons that the money isn't being properly distributed in metropolitan areas.
Oh, no. Wait, Ambush, are you saying that those moves, those strategic moves, backfire on many of the people that say they don't believe in the...
Yeah. Yeah. I'm alluding to a little scientific thing called cause and effect. You know, a little thing I learned in my learned days.
I just have this, I can't get over the, we're just going to stay mad. We're going to stay mad. We're not even going to look into it. We're not going to look into why it hasn't gotten better. We're just going to run with the narrative that it failed. And then right. when you hear, oh, this is why you think it's failing, right? Because in all honesty, no one out here is saying everything is great. No one out here is saying everything has worked the way it was intended. Right. And that's the argument people want to have. I'm not going to have an argument that's pointless. It isn't. It
hasn't been implemented.
It hasn't been implemented. So I'm not going to talk about if it works or not when it's not in.
Yeah. What do you think it is? Like an Amazon order?
Right.
It hasn't been rolled out.
Fam,
yet.
This is you cannot prime it.
Oh, shoot.
You do not get to get it by tomorrow. That's like not how any of that works. And the thing that kills me is it be people with big old ages always having these things like, well, how come it hasn't been rolled out yet? In what regard? When has that ever happened? It doesn't even happen in your own home. When somebody right. says that you are, now this is your chore. Do you immediately jump on it and that's yours now?
No. Don't you get fussed out for missing to take out the trash?
I mean, it's just, this is ridiculous. And it's the hand wringing. It's everywhere. And that's the other thing that grinds me up. I'm sorry if this is just what I say every single Thursday. But the other thing that grinds me up is this is happening everywhere. And in every city, the same people that, you know, that have the I hate my city as my personality now. All those people do and say the same things. They don't look into anything. They just stumble upon a Kevin Dahlgren and he says, I love Seattle and I love Portland and I'm going to make it better for you guys. Jeez. Don't enable. Mm. But those people don't do anything
no.
to know more. And they just sit in the fact like, okay, so it isn't working the way it was intended. And so your idea is scrap it all. Yeah. Jail. But we already did that.
Right.
And so it really, like, the lack of imagination is one thing, but then just like it, you don't have to use too much imagination to know that the thing that you want to do has been done before and it didn't work.
Right. We're sitting in the evidence of it not working.
Literally.
We have lived out that timeline. We have an opportunity to branch off.
We're here now.
Yeah. Someone sent a text. Money. I would look in the lake. Why be lake? Look, more money for prisons.
Always got money for that.
Also, the person who just sent that text, we need a name for this adorable dog here. Please let us know who we're looking at here. This dog is something else.
Says, where is my next day service delivery, huh? I want it now.
I want it now.
Then give us back our drug money. And you know what? Let's talk about that. Right. I just don't know how we get through to because where I'm at Ambush, and I was trying to articulate this earlier this week with you, and I still don't think that I have it. So bear with me. I know cognitive dissonance is a thing. Yeah. And I know that, you know, we're going to throw our heads in the sand sometimes because it's better there.
That's saying something.
But what I don't understand is the immediate response of being defensive about something that you actually don't care about. And I know you don't care about it because you've not even looked into it.
Right.
You don't read beyond a headline.
And that's evident in your strategy.
It's evident in how you talk.
Yeah.
It's evident in what your idea, your strategy, your idea of a fix is like they say in the same breath, like, the livability of this city has gone down the tubes. No one can live here. We need drastic change. Rene Gonzalez for mayor.
Bruh.
Because he's just like Ted Wheeler. Make it make sense. Which one do you, huh?
I run away from Rene.
Oh, I like that.
No, rubber stickers.
That's a fantastic slogan.
They'll be like, well, it's not working. And then we'll present statistics and be like, well, if you look at this report and these numbers, and they'll be like, oh,
well, those numbers are wrong.
But then they'll be like, but if you look at these numbers, wait a minute, I thought numbers were wrong. I thought we weren't doing the science. Also,
their numbers aren't numbers. They are literally just like, you know, someone at Breitbart was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, put it out. That's all it takes.
I don't know why you bringing up Breitbart made me laugh as hard as I did just now. I feel like it's been a while. It's been a while.
Well, we have to continuously remind everybody that Steve Bannon is at the end of every bad dream.
Yeah, the Bannon.
The Bannon. He's there. Oh, he's there God. All the time. Did it go down? He was around it. He has something to do with it.
Yeah. I think Leave the World Behind was about Steve Bannon.
I'm agreeing.
He's Mahershala Ali's character's friend. He's the one that's, you know, he just told me, hey, be safe.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, no. The one that the rich friend, his client. That he was like, yeah. That he was like, you know, are you going to go meet with your evil cabal?
Yeah, Steve Bannon wouldn't even tell him, though. He wouldn't do it.
That's his black friend. He would tell his one black friend. He
would not.
He wouldn't tell him, knowing he could do nothing. Hey, you guys be safe out there.
I don't know why you think.
He
definitely would not. What do I need to tell him for?
The Bannon.
We're not even real friends.
You know, all right, dial it back, Steve.
You know, I'm just saying.
He's here.
Remember that Mahershala said a client.
He did say the client. He did.
We're not friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
But any hoozles. I don't even know how we got to see it.
I'm still laughing. Okay. I want my next aid service delivery. I want it now. You already read that text.
Mm-hmm.
That same person said, I'll take a weed tax rebate.
That's it.
Yeah.
Give me that kicker. You know how much money is just sitting right now?
Bruh.
Just sitting. It is, you know what? Now I'm going to be upset. Because, fam, here we are. First day of winter. It's been cold.
Yeah.
It's been cold. It's about to get colder. There's plenty of bread. There's so much money.
Yeah. So much.
And so where I was trying to go earlier is the, like, a People for Portland. Did you see this at all? They tweeted something to the effect of, you know, it was talking about how it was an article talking about how it's sort of like not as, I don't remember. Now, I don't remember what the article was.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. But what I do remember is, instead of what their normal, I'm going to complain about everything was. Oh, it's about to come. It's about to hit me. The retweet was something to the effect of, like, it's not as bad. Like, oh, man, I wish I had it in front of my face. Really? I'm so sorry. And the way you're looking at me is putting me, like, now I'm just flustered.
I'm sorry. I was like, they said what now?
The short of it, no, it wasn't them that said it.
Oh.
They retweeted something. And the way that their positioning was like, or no, it said it. Yeah, it's bad. It was like, yeah, it's this is not great. Right. Like the state of the state is not great. Something like that. These people tweet something to the effect of, like, just cut my taxes. Okay. I've had it. Like, we don't even need to talk about any of this stuff that we faked that we cared about before. Just cut my taxes. I don't even want to deal with it. I'm sorry that had like 15 hours of lead up that I just, my brain could not remember anything, but that I could not get over the fact that it was just like,
hey man, just,
you know what? What I'm really here for.
Give me my tax cut. I'm due.
It's not great. You guys, you want what? More money? Cut my taxes.
Just do it.
Give me more money in my taxes. I'm not dealing with it. That's all they do. That's all they want. It is, poverty is a policy choice. This all could have been over a long time ago. And that's where our energy needs to be focused, is on the people that allow this to continue to happen, not the, you know, one.
Yeah.
Provocateur who can, the Steve Bannon that continues to fan the flames of right. all of the, and get it going. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But a larger issue is how quickly people are moved by no information.
Yes.
How quickly they are moved by, like, things that aren't actually real, and they're not seeing it. They cannot tell you Mm-mm. that they're seeing these explosions of crime. They can tell you what they saw on XYZ channel or social media app, but they can absolutely not tell you. Yeah, when I go to Fred Meyer, it's a war zone.
Right. Right.
Every time I go in there, someone walks in with a cart, loads it up, and walks out and flips the bird.
Did you see that video? It's a younger content creator. He's at a Trump rally and he's interviewing people. And they're flipping the narrative. One of the narratives that is being flipped is that, you know, Democrats were major proponents of slavery and still are today. And this, and, you know, if people understood today what the Democrats' real agenda is.
Oh, this is one of my faves.
So then.
So this was a person who's 16 years old.
Doing the interview, possibly. But they were talking to someone who was above 60. And then it was a couple other people, all big age, all grown folks, saying the exact same thing. And
it never had one U.S. history class.
Listen. And then the reporter was like, okay, so Confederate flags are, you know, waved by people who
lost
and still have that belief that, you know, they're proud of, you know, what they were fighting for. And who do you see with Confederate flags? And the dude was like, Democrats. And he said, oh,
come on, man.
you know, he said, Confederate flags are usually on the same pole with Trump flags.
Yeah.
And he said, all of them said, I don't ever see Confederate flags at these rallies.
Oh, that's because they don't know what they look like. They haven't taken a history class.
I was like,
every time they see that, they think it's the flag of the British. They're just, they have no idea. They're like, is it a colony? I don't know. What?
Right.
Fam, they were flying Confederate flags with Trump flags in Canada. Like, do you remember that?
Right.
Why is there a Confederate flag in Canada? Y'all didn't take that class either.
No.
How silly.
Bruh.
Yo. Yeah, it's just getting me. It's getting me, like, to the point where I just don't, it is hard to decide. How do you respond to this? Because all I want to do is respond in the way that I would. There'd be some snark, if you will. Maybe make you feel a little bit like you shouldn't have said what you said on the internet.
Right. A little unread.
And, you know, and then there's also part of me that just wants to be like, there's so much you don't know.
Willfully. Because it's right there in front of you.
There's so much you don't know. And I just don't like that. I don't understand how you can expel so much energy on things you have no idea what you're talking about. I don't get it. What are you mad at? Like, is it projection? Are you just mad because your uncle did something, you know, like, drugs and he stole your PlayStation or something? Like, what is going on?
What's it rooted in?
Because there's just too much information. There's too much data. There's too many testimonials. There's too many, you know, like, we know why people use drugs. We know why people use drugs that are living on the street. We know why people living on the street have mental health crises. You don't sleep, you don't eat, you are severely dehydrated. And there are folks that would say, well, then they shouldn't spend their money on drugs. And okay, cool, that's great. You should kill the cop in your head. It's not even your business.
Right.
But also, I'd like to know how you respond when people tell you, you know, when you're out here being Joe Pesci and you're hangry and no Snickers about. I want to know how you respond to people saying how you should take care of yourself in that moment.
Right. Do you find it helpful?
Is that something that you respond well to? Is it like, oh man, you're right. I totally shouldn't have this soda. Water's much better for me.
Right.
Is that what happens?
It's my fault that I got to where I am. Hangry.
Man, I just can't find my bootstraps. Oh. But once I do, I'll get up and then I'll feed myself. Is that what happens? There's just, I mean, yo.
Well, someone says, Morgan, when are you running? I'm trying to be on your campaign team.
Okay, first of all, hi. Thank you. I love a team. Hi.
Love a team.
Love a team. You can expect me to run on the 33rd of February.
It's too stressful out there. I might lose her, guys. I might lose her to the politics. You know, and that's stressful, man. She's going to be out there.
I don't think that's where I will be impactful. Is what
yes.
I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would be impactful in an elected role. And if proven wrong, maybe I won't say February. We'll just leave it on the 33rd of February.
Okay.
But like you know, maybe we see what the new form of government looks like.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, that I don't think that that's where I make a difference. I don't see it that way.
Partially because you feel like you wouldn't be able to be as vocal on as many issues, like uninhibited. I mean, depending if this person's on your campaign, maybe they won't like try to suppress your Twitter fingers. I'm like, Aunt Morgan, this is what the people respond to. Go ahead. Let them have it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's that. I think that, yes, there's part that is like, you cannot speak as honestly, frankly. Yeah, you just can't. It doesn't matter how right it is.
Right.
Because we are not in that place yet. We are still, as a society, very performative. We are very like, we're just going to do these things. And it's not nice to say that Trump is a liar. It's not nice to say that these people have failed us. It's not nice to, you know, it's not nice to point out that the city has not rolled the money out the way they needed to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, not. So there's that. And then there's, I have not reached the level of maturity.
to not with a. Put hands on folks.
Fam, I'm not sitting anywhere with Mingus Maps in real life and not having the stankest attitude.
Right.
There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. So you're my colleague? Nah. No. No. Because one of us is serious and one of us isn't.
Right. Y'all be playing games.
And that's a big thing for me. I'm not going to apply for a job that I don't want.
Right. I'm not applying for a job because I want the one next to it.
Right.
The one above it.
So many of these people just apply like it's a job. Like you just like it's Macy's.
Right.
You don't have to care. You could just show up.
Yeah.
No, and no shade to anybody who works at Macy's who is the king of queen being of the counter.
Right.
You know, that is skill. I'm saying there are also jobs that you are allowed to walk away from. At the end of your shift, you do not have to think about it.
Yep.
You do not get a call in the middle of the night. There is no, you know, elected officials. I mean, imagine, because the application process is a campaign.
Right. Like, the application process is a popularity contest.
Right. You got to go through all that to get a job you ain't even want. A job you don't even want to know how to do. A job that you lied so much about what you would do once you got it, you don't even know if you do those things or not. Like,
right.
Like, think it through. Renee just told us over and over and over he was going to fix the homeless situation, which wasn't even
not even your purview. Sir.
And here he is not fixing it. Here he is making it worse. Here he is obstructing. here he is creating a bigger problem. You were supposed to be here fixing something, sir.
Right.
But that's not what you're here for. You're and the job that you're doing up. Is really great for whoever you're doing it for.
But it ain't for us.
But it's not for the people.
No.
And y'all got to stop being confused. There's no such thing as the rich people being the populace. Like, that's not, they're no. not the people.
No. No.
And I'm not saying Renee is rich. I don't really even know about all that. I mean, the people he serves. Yeah. The people who love him.
Yeah. Yep.
And pay for him to be here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. They responded, you'd be impactful. I'll be in the wings waiting.
Oh, thank you.
All of this is why all of this is why we know you'd be incredible, but I'll leave you be. I get it.
I'm giving the biggest heart right now. Who's talking to me?
Quite possibly.
I'm dyslexic, so it's either AJ or Carlos.
Right.
Because their numbers are all the same numbers. They're just in a different thing, and I can't keep it in my mind, but I really do appreciate that a lot. And I honestly, if I thought that that was something that would matter,
and that's real talk. And I love that you said that specifically because you're doing the thing that you think matters.
Yeah.
And you're doing it well.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And if you honestly, real talk, if you honestly thought that doing that other thing would have a greater impact, you do it.
Yeah.
You do it. You don't be playing around, man. You definitely do it. A couple more texts and we'll hop into a music break. Telling Robert Palmer from Peter Gabriel, you know what that is? Growth.
Yes!
With the meme. Yeah! With the meme to go with it.
I can't see that far away, but yes.
Now, speaking of teams, though, when are you going to have news about adding volunteers?
Ooh, called out.
January, since you went to know so much.
January is like tomorrow, it too. Is. So Ambush said that like, see you next year or whatever.
Oh, God. Why'd you start that so early?
Is it early? I don't.
People usually wait till the last week, right?
I don't know. I don't work in an office anymore. Like, so I don't.
See you next year.
Don't have to do that. Like, oh, thank you, Bob from finance. I will also see you next year.
God, I'm going to miss you guys. I won't see you until next year. Yes. You say this every single year, bro.
I can't believe it. Like, this, yeah, I am. Have not been in an office environment for so many years
you
now.
You missed it.
Shout out to COVID.
You had to bring it on in. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hop into a musical break. We'll be right back.
This is Chelsea. What you thought?
You might just get hit with news of my fiance.
Whoa!
Hey?
Woo!
Welcome, Bizak. The name of that beautiful pooch we saw earlier, Cinnabella.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
So cute.
Yes, the name matches. Absolutely. Got a text. Oops, slept in this morning and missed most of the show. But I want to wish my Thursday friends the happiest holiday season ever. Thanks for making it a little easier to be a morning person. No, thank you for making it a little easier.
Big hearts.
Serious hearts.
Happy holidays.
It's hard getting up early for the show, guys.
Happy holidays.
And you guys make it absolutely amazing. Okay.
No, you really do.
Yeah, no. Completely. Okay, I'm a local one-person business owner. This is a separate text from someone else. My truck was stolen from my driveway in broad daylight.
Yikes.
Loaded with tools.
Yikes.
It almost bankrupted me. The police tell me to look for it myself.
They're great.
The city spends its time reminding us to pay art taxes and building new bike lanes. What happened to this town? For decades, it was known as the premier West Coast city, and no one sees it that way anymore. I could not imagine having my truck stolen, my work truck, with all the tools. That's
first
the whole
of all,
business.
All the empathy to you and that. And there is no, get over it. Like,
no.
I hope that is not how our attitude is perceived when it comes to crime. That is awful.
Yeah.
And I'm incredibly sorry to hear that.
Police said, look for it yourself.
The police, that sounds, I mean, that sounds right.
Good grief.
That sounds right to me. You know, that it, solving crime is not really a part of it.
No.
And when you are purposely slow walking and purposely saying, oh boy, I can't find my keys to my car, can't get in and go fast, like, you're not responding. And then when you do encounter a citizen, you say something like, go look for it yourself. As a person who's almost never had good interaction with the police, I mean, this tracks. Yeah. I would not, that tracks. As far as being a premier West Coast city, and it's not anymore, what is?
Oh, I feel like Portland still got it.
Well, I'll tell you what I mean by that is that this is not unique. It is happening everywhere.
Right.
Because this is systemic failure in our face. This is what it looks like. It's crumbling. And it sucks. You know, like, there is no just easy, and that's that, and we just go on with our lives.
Right.
This is crumbling. The infrastructure is done. And it is devastating. What is painful is seeing in that devastation people looking for a fix that is what got us here. Like, you can't capitalism your way out of capitalism. You can't, you know, jail people to make it the society you want. I'm not saying that the person who texts is saying any of that. I hope that's clear. But my point is that yes, Portland is different than it was decades ago, and so is every other city. And part of what we need to do as a society is move away from I'm trying to get my old thing back and move with imagination. What would have been better back then? What would you have liked to have seen happen? What would have made life better, easier? What would, you know, have maybe prevented some large things we've dealt with?
Right. Because understand that everything up until this point has been survival. It's been you doing whatever it takes to get by, which is a struggle. It's just constant struggle. And because it's been that reality for so long, it's like, can we at least get back to that? No. We've always deserved better.
We've always deserved better. That was never actually acceptable.
Right. That wasn't a life, guys.
And the amount of conditioned that we are to just keep going, even though we know all I'm doing is trying to survive right now. Like, there is no enjoyment. There is no, you know, like, when you... someone on TV is telling you that inflation is over or whatever, but you still see $7 cartons of eggs and you're like, well, I thought this was over. The amount of videos I see of people in the grocery store saying, look at the five things in my cart. It's $100.
Right.
And they're not at Costco. You know, this is everywhere. It is lack of resources because there are people hoarding resources. There's, you know, we have to start thinking about how we want to live, not how we have had to live.
Yeah.
And for the folks that don't feel like they were just surviving, right? Maybe it was a whole lot better for you back then. That doesn't mean that you can't hearken back to it. What worked, what didn't. You know what I mean? But like, if in order for any of us to be successful means that other people don't even get a shot at it.
Right.
Other people have to be homeless for it. Other people have to be 100% destitute. Like, fam, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
But you know, talking to those same folk, maybe it was really, really great for you back then. Could you imagine it being even better?
Right.
With less effort?
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
I mean, if we spent tax money in the way that it, in actual investment in not just, you know, the bike lanes or not just, I mean, I'd love to see some potholes filled, but not just in that, but, you know, investment in people, investment in futures.
Right.
Investment in our ability to adapt.
Yeah.
We are stuck in this place of like, okay, we're going to allow certain technologies, right? But we're going to still act like other things don't exist, or we can't do other things.
We can't do it without coal, guys. We got to.
Right. Like, you can't be out here self-driving cars and, you know, a chatbot that does your job. Like,
right.
But we still need to frack.
Yeah. You got to keep that natural gas going.
Sorry, but we still need to be drilling oil pipelines. We still need to be putting pipelines across the country through land that ain't even ours. I mean, none of it is.
Like that part.
Yeah, but like if you...
Yeah.
And then those, and then, you know, indigenous people protecting their land, protecting their water, protecting their bodies, protecting the environment for us too.
Right. Right.
Those people get called terrorists. Those people get called agitators when they are literally trying to protect their ability to drink clean water because this government says, who needs it? Not you. Mm. You don't even have the right to it. So and I know who that sounds like. Israel.
Apartheid. Someone said, when you apply for Social Security and they tell you, you have too much resources because you have a life insurance policy. So things need to change. Morgan, I believe it is the idea of a person with your mentality in our leadership roles. And you're trusted. Thank you for always bringing a pocket full of truth to us in the morning. Completely separate person.
I'm about to start crying, so I'll see you guys later. Bye.
She's going to say bye.
Oh, boy. If any of you have met me in person, I don't know how to take a compliment. I am bright red right now. Thank you very much.
Another text, bike lanes. Try the police budget for putting unhoused people's belongings in the trash over and over again. Or abusing protesters. Mm. Or protecting a Starbucks.
Well, those got to get protected.
You right.
Know, there's a Frappuccino in there.
With my name on it.
Not mine.
Meanwhile, they have only ever rarely been good for anything for everyday people. And these theft situations... They file then file paperwork for insurance and shrug. Who are they actually here to serve? They're here to protect buildings, property.
It was just last week, right, that we were talking about the big, huge bust that they had,
right?
The Fent bust that they were like, hey, remember that police union president lady in San Diego who is a kingpin, queenpin of fentanyl? We got some of hers. This is a big bust.
Biggest of busts. Yeah.
Just Portland looking. Come on. We out here. We doing it.
Oh my God.
We're getting these drugs off the street.
All right.
And more than anything, we're getting these dealers off the street.
Just and you then, watch.
And then instead, they charged that person with a warrant. And not the crime they just had actually arrested them for.
And let them
and then
out.
Those same people that didn't do the job they were supposed to do were like, damn, that DA is wild, huh? But what?
Bruh. I wonder if the drug rings, crime rings, these career criminal enterprises also hear the police when they say, we got defunded, so we can't do our job. Yeah, I'm gonna read this story real quick, primarily to get it on you guys' radar. We're not gonna have enough time to respond in whole the way we want to, but just to get it on you guys' radar, a judge sentences a black child, 10-year-old, to 3 months in probation for peeing in public. A Mississippi judge that has sentenced a 10-year-old black child to 3 months probation and ordered a 2-page book report on the late NBA star Kobe Bryant for urinating in a parking lot. I don't know the correlation, Morgan.
I really want you to start over. I feel like.
And I'm going to tell you now, I don't think there's an explanation for that. I don't remember being an explanation for writing the book report on a basketball player. Anyways.
Maybe he got to choose.
Make the black child write about basketball. In Senatobia, Mississippi, the youth court judge, Rusty Harlow, issued the sentence on Tuesday after the child's lawyer struck an agreement with the special prosecutor. The prosecution had reportedly threatened to escalate the charge.
The special prosecutor.
Had reportedly threatened to escalate the charge of child in need of supervision to disorderly conduct in the family if the family opted for a trial, according to Carlos Moore, the child's attorney. I thought any sensible judge would dismiss the charge completely. It's just asinine. There were failures in the criminal justice system all the way around, expressed Moore, emphasizing his disbelief in the severity of the sentence. The incident occurred on August 10th when the child's mother stated that her son urinated behind her vehicle while she was at a lawyer's office.
Stop it right now.
Senatobia police arrested the child and he was taken to the police station. Notably, Police Chief Richard Chandler acknowledged that the officers violated their training on handling children, leading to the departure of one officer involved in the arrest. While the child was not handcuffed, his mother claimed that he was placed in the jail cell. Days later, Chandler announced that one officer involved was no longer employed and others would face discipline. However, the specific details of the departure were not clarified. Facing the prospect of upgraded charges, the child's family accepted the probation sentence to avoid a criminal record for the young boy. The 10-year-old is now required to check in with a probation officer monthly. I don't believe a white child would have been arrested under similar circumstances, claimed their lawyer, Moore, highlighting the potential racial disparities in the case. Marie Nadaye, deputy director of the Justice Project at the Advancement Project, a racial justice organization, stated that this arrest reflects broader issues in the criminal justice system, emphasizing the need to limit police interactions with civilians, particularly for minor offenses. Sentencing anyone, let alone a child, to probation under these facts is sure to add to the trauma and denigration this child has suffered since their arrest, said Nadea, underscoring the potential impact on the child's well-being. This case sparks concerns about the treatment of juveniles in the criminal justice system and raises questions about fairness and equity. When I first heard about this case, I could not believe what I was actually reading. I just couldn't believe it. And like I said, we're not going to have a lot of time to respond to it, but I just really need our listeners to know, like, this is what is happening. And today, a 10-year-old is on probation.
Well, this thing that I just saw says that the mother is refusing to sign it. Mother of Mississippi child who was arrested for urinating in public rejects terms of probation, which includes random drug tests.
What? Random drug tests for a 10-year-old?
This is so gross. Your idea was put this 10-year-old on probation like this 10-year-old is an adult? I remember that doing some research about kids and prisons a long time ago when I was in college, and there were a few at the time juvenile, like, and when I say juvenile, I mean like you're 12, you're 9. He was a 9-year-old who had killed his neighbor on accident. And they tried to sentence him as an adult. And I still don't even know what to do with that. Especially when I think about how the judge who gives a 10-year-old, first of all, wait a minute. How come we're not just sitting at the spot where we are going to charge you differently if you do not take the plea? Now, that is not anything new, but that is coercion. And when you take a plea, you have to stipulate. You have to say, nobody has forced my hand.
Right.
I am making this decision of my own free will. And imagine that. Imagine saying that when there's no way that that's true for a lot of people. Because what you're telling me is I don't have a shot. I don't have a shot otherwise. You're going to do me the dirtiest you can if I take it to trial. You're dead wrong for even thinking about a trial for a 10-year-old who peed outside. Like, this is not even a thing. That's a reason to lose your job. That's a reason to never be in another position of power. Because you don't know what to do with it when you have it.
Right. Right.
Because if your idea of decision-making skills is that, it's off.
How many other children would you like to charge? What other things are you seeing out here that children are doing and you were just like, ooh, I just wish I had the evidence to nail them?
I mean, think that through.
Like, what is wrong with you? This is a 10-year-old that had to use the bathroom.
And shout out to capitalism. Nobody has to let anybody use their bathroom.
Right.
So he doesn't get to go into the building that his mother is in.
So I beg of you, what were the options he had? Just pee himself? What would the advice have been?
If you were sitting in your patrol car and you had no other option but to, what would you do? I guess you just wet pants, huh?
So you observed this. And your first thought was, hey, jail. You know, I've never arrested a kid before, but
jail.
Not checking in on them. And hey,
there are grown men pulling out their little friend on the train right now.
Right now.
On the train, on the bus, at a bus stop, walking behind somebody. It's happening in line right now. Never get seen, you know?
Right.
Like, never, just missed it.
Rusty Harlow. I did a quick search to see if there was anything else he was involved in that we would have known, and no. But you're quite the judge, sir.
Well, I'll tell you this. Brock Turner was caught in the middle of R-wording somebody.
Just behind a dumpster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the entire criminal justice system was like, actually, this kid's got a future. He's on the swim team.
Hey, guys, guess what I think is in his future? More of what he got away with.
Oh, big time. Big time. Well, that's it. We've done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoops.
A couple more texts. That cop was fired and was probably the cop that punched the kid. And F that judge and Renee.
Hello.
Oh,
what,
man.
Another wonderful Thursday.
Yes, yes. Thank you guys ever so much.
Try not to end it on the worst note it could be.
Well, this was News of My Fiance, brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our podcast editor, Kyle G.
Ba, 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 ba.
Thank you ever so much for all the texts. You know we love it.
We really do.
I have one more song to add to our playlist for the episode. I won't spoil it and tell you what it is. But always, remember, don't let the individual distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. And none of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening. And stay tuned for Tom Hartman.
Bye.